Welcome to Engineering Influence, a podcast from the American Council of Engineering Companies. And we're coming to you today because the AACEC Research Institute is gearing up to release its Q1 2024 Engineering Business Sentiment Study. And if you've been following these releases, you'll know that this is kind of the report from the trenches. It's what engineering executives, CEOs, and presidents are feeling about the state of the industry and the state of the economy from a macroeconomic level. And to join in the discussion about the findings from the sentiment study, I'm very pleased to be welcomed by Joe Bates, our expert researcher over at the AACEC Research Institute. Joe, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jeff. It's always great to be here. Appreciate you having me back.
It's always great to have you to kind of dive into these numbers. So, Joe, you know, I took a look at the survey, and it seems like we're starting off the year on a very positive note. Not to say that the industry has had a negative sentiment, but it seems like there's some positive feeling of confidence, not only when it comes to the economy, but just general business sentiment. Kind of give us an idea of where the industry seems to be sitting right now as we kind of begin 2024.
Sure, Jeff. So as a lot of the regular listeners know, we first conducted this study in the last quarter of 2021. It's been a little while now. I had to think about that, right? So we've been conducting this study now for over 2 years. It's 10 quarters of data. And for the first quarter here, we actually see U.S. economic sentiment, for the current sentiment, at a plus 35. That's our net rating system. We subtract the negatives off of the positives, and that's how we get that plus 35. So you can have up to a plus 100 or all the way down or negative 100. And at a plus 35, that's the second highest reading we've had. The highest reading was the very first time we conducted this study, and we had a plus 40 at that time. So we are seeing a lot of optimism out there right now. Concern about inflation is way down. There is still concern, but it's really come down significantly over the last quarter, and it's at its lowest reading that we've seen since we started tracking the inflation concern over about a year and a half ago.
And it also seems as though the concerns over recession, you know, we always kind of joked on the podcast about the recession that never happened, or the one that was promised but never actually occurred. That seems to be receding as well. I mean, there's still a little bit of uncertainty about the economy, but nowhere close to what we saw in the past previous quarters.
That's correct. We started asking about the likelihood of a recession early last year, and we're now seeing that at about 41% on average. So that's actually a really good number. We were about 50% through the last half of last year, and now the recession concerns have definitely eased. But we also have a couple other indicators where we ask about why you have a negative feeling about future sentiment, and fewer people have a negative feeling about future sentiment. And we're actually at a plus 9, but we ask why. You know, why are you negative if you're negative? And the recession concerns have definitely eased up there as well. So, you know, if you look at the macroeconomic indicators out there right now, US GDP was very strong in the fourth quarter of last year, much stronger than had been anticipated. We're expecting to have a solid, you know, first quarter here. We keep kicking that can down the road about the recession. And personally, I don't see it happening, not even in the second or third quarter of this year yet. You know, unemployment is very, very low. In the last 2 months, we've seen additions to the number of employed in the area of 300,000 to 350,000 new jobs. I mean, there's no way that with these numbers, we're heading into a recession right now. So things are looking very optimistic. People aren't as concerned about the recession. They're not as concerned about inflation. So things are going in the right track right now.
Yeah, it seems that way. I read this morning with the Fed might be looking at cutting rates around 3 times next year. I mean, so that's going to have an impact, of course, on concerns about inflation if we start cutting the rate. course, it is an election year, and political uncertainty is eating away at maybe some of that positive feeling about the economy. You know, in your numbers, how are you looking at the impact of political uncertainty on what's going to happen in November?
Yeah, this is a really interesting thing. You know, I've wanted to track this metric over time because, you know, I can see and I can hear that people are more and more concerned about what's happening in the political realm. And, you know, I always tell folks that we don't live in a vacuum. You know, the engineering and design services industry, it's not immune from things that happen outside of our industry. And so one of the things that we track is concern over the political environment. And that actually, among those who have a negative future outlook, that is now the number one reason why, is because of political uncertainty for this year. And then we asked in a separate question among all firm executives who completed this survey, we asked them what their major concerns were for all of 2024. And while number one was wage inflation, which we can't ignore that, number two was the political concerns over political uncertainty, not just uncertainty, but disruptions to business because of what might happen politically.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one thing that I noticed about the report was, you know, when we looked at industry sectors or areas of concentration, it does seem to be holding steady when it comes to surface infrastructure. Exactly the kind of projects that were funded through the bipartisan infrastructure law, the Inflation Reduction Act, and the CHIPS Act. So we're talking about that large public infrastructure work. Commercial real estate is still down. That's one market which has been consistently negative or in looking more pessimistic with the industry. But looking, and I want you to address that, but it seems like the numbers, you know, there's still robust interest in all that service work, but we're nearing the end of the bipartisan infrastructure law, and everybody's wondering what comes next. And political disruption could cause there to be a shift in optimism on those projects that are funded through the infrastructure bills. Let's talk about that commercial real estate, because that has been kind of a soft point in past reports. What are you seeing there? Has been any movement?
Yeah. So in terms of current sentiment, we're seeing a lot of positivity in all areas, but certainly commercial real estate, residential real estate, some of those sectors that have been lagging still have very low positive sentiment relative to, say, roads and bridges and airports and wastewater and data centers. But when we look at the future sentiment, this time we saw something very, very interesting. All of those sectors, which again, future sentiment is very strong for those IIJA sectors. When we look at year over year changes, we're seeing a little bit of softening in those areas, but we're seeing robust improvements in areas like commercial real estate, residential land development, and some other areas that had been lagging. So I think what we're seeing now is, because folks are feeling better overall about the economy, that they're hopeful that some of these sectors that haven't been doing as well due to the pandemic and a lot of other issues that fell out because of the pandemic, they're hoping that we're going to get back to some sense of normalcy in the coming year or so, and that we're going to start to see improvement in those particular sectors that really were hit hard. Now, we're not saying that we're going to go gangbusters like we have with the areas in the IIJA, but at least we're seeing improvement in terms of what the firm leaders are feeling and seeing in those sectors that have been hit very hard in the last couple of years.
So at least we're turning a corner, but
that's, I think, the way to term it is. We really do seem to be turning a corner right now. And in case, or unless something kind of comes out of us, out of left field at us, I really think that we're going to see maybe, you know, those IIJA sectors kind of start to settle down a little bit, mm-hmm. although we still have a lot of legs there. And we're going to see those other sectors start to improve.
Yeah. Oh, it makes sense. Once the infrastructure is laid, once you actually have these projects come to completion, then the business is going to be attracted to those corridors that are now open. So you're going to be seeing a lot more, I would imagine, construction and facilities for warehousing and commercial space where those new entrances and routes for service infrastructure exist. So that's a good tie-in. I mean, it kind of demonstrates potentially the tie-in between economic development. You know, you can't have economic development without the infrastructure to support it. Once the support infrastructure is there, then businesses can kind of grow. So it'll be interesting to see how that happens. Workforce. Of course, a pressing issue for us. We are very focused on the fact that firms are hiring and we need more engineers. What are you seeing on the hiring front?
Yeah, this is probably that one area of real concern, and that's actually limiting the growth of the industry right now. So we are seeing that 9 out of 10 firms still have open positions. The median number of open positions sits at 5. It's been pretty steady since we've started tracking that. 9% of overall FTE count is unfilled. I mean, that's pretty remarkable when you think about it. And we actually see that percentage is higher among smaller firms, which kind of makes sense. You know, if you have one opening out of 8, that's just a higher percentage because of the numbers. So we still don't have enough individuals to fill all the seats that are available at firms. And firms actually are anticipating more hiring this year than what they did last year. So it's really great that business is so good, but we actually have half of all firms saying that they're turning down business right now because they don't have enough workers to do all that they'd like to do. So we could be growing even better if we had those workers, those engineers, and all the other people that we need at the firms to fulfill the contracts.
Yeah. If you're an engineering student out there and you're watching this program, just feel assured that if you aren't hired already, you're going to be. If there's a profession out there that you know that you're going to be able to find a place, engineering is definitely one of them. I think that this is underscores the reason we're holding a workforce summit coming up next month. It underscores the reason we have a workforce subcommittee or a committee that's working on issues. And for anybody out there in the policy realm, I mean, if you want the economy to grow even more, let's address the workforce shortage and getting more engineers into college and out of college and into the industry. You also note in the report that because of hiring constraints and a shortage of available workers, firms are being a little bit more particular on the work that they actually take on, which I thought was interesting. Can you kind of go into that a little bit?
Sure. So we actually see that of those firms that are turning down work, about 8 or 9 out of 10 are saying that they're becoming much more selective about the projects they take on, which is not necessarily a bad thing if you're a firm, right? But we also see 1/4 of those firms saying that they're turning down good, profitable projects. That's the number that really concerns me. And that's just a big issue, right? Again, it's like we're doing really well as an industry. We're growing. Firms, more or less, by and large, are doing very well. But we could be doing even more work. We could be fulfilling even more projects and contracts. We just don't have enough people. So as you said, you know, we need more young people who are graduating from engineering schools, but that's a long-term solution, right? We need to do some things now. You know, we need to be able to find those engineers in other industries who may be able to help our industry. We also need engineers from overseas who are qualified and can help our economy grow.
And most likely trained in American institutions anyway, right? So definitely need to look towards immigration reform. One of the questions that is relatively new, but of course is a hot topic, not only in our industry, but everywhere, is AI. And what we found was that there's some general positivity on AI as a benefit to the industry. What surprised you? Did anything surprise you there about the responses being a little bit more of the still positive, but in the somewhat positive?
Yeah, so it's really interesting, Jeff. We've never asked these questions before, but obviously it's a hot topic. And we like to ask new questions that are relevant, that are timely. So this quarter we asked about and one question we asked was about whether your firm has a strategy put in place. And so we actually saw, you know, really interesting, about half of firms either have a strategy in place or are working on a strategy. So that actually surprised me. I thought the number would be lower than that. But the follow-up question was, regardless of if you have a strategy or working on one or don't have a strategy, how do you see the impact of AI this year affecting your firm? Is it going to be a positive, negative, et cetera? We see that 60-some percent, almost two-thirds of firms said that they feel there will be a positive impact by AI this year. So that didn't surprise me, but I think, to your point, the feeling towards that as well, I think it's going to have a somewhat positive. It's not super positive at this point, but I think that's because everyone's still trying to figure out exactly how to use AI, exactly how it will benefit them. Some people think that it can help us with the workforce shortage. Others are concerned that maybe it will take some of the good jobs away. So people are just a little concerned. But overall, there's a positive attitude towards AI. And most of the rest of the respondents said they didn't think it would affect their firm in any way this year. So there's not much negative feeling out there at all. And so I think it's just everyone's like trying to figure out what's going on still.
It's going to be interesting to see how those numbers develop over time. And kind of speaking of that, I mean, as you mentioned earlier in the program, you have 10 quarters under your belt now. What does that mean for actually setting up a comparative analysis and kind of a forecasting or modeling over time? How does the wealth of information you have arm you to be able to do some more sophisticated forecasting?
Yeah, so this has been my sort of long-term goal with this study is to see if any of our metrics in this business sentiment study can help us predict the future and predict what's going to happen with the economy at large, or even with aspects within the engineering and design services sector of the economy. And now that we have 10 quarters under our belt, which is an actually pretty good number of data points here, we see that our current U.S. economy sentiment, future U.S. economy sentiment, sentiment regarding the industry as well as backlog are leading indicators when it comes to GDP, when it comes to employment overall, and then specifically when it comes to housing starts, housing permits, and even inflation concerns. So we're now able to say with a very high level of confidence that when you see improvements on those metrics of ours that I just mentioned, and we saw improvements in this quarter over last quarter, that in 1 to 2 quarters, you're going to see improvements in those other areas of the U.S. economy. Again, GDP, employment, housing starts and permits, and inflation is going to continue to ease as well. So that's the great news about our economic metrics, our metrics within our study, is that we're going to be able to now start predicting what's coming down the road in 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, which is great. Having that ability to forecast and model into the future is critical for our executives, our member firms, but then also anyone out there doing research in the economy. So, Joe, congratulations on that. And I don't want to give away the store here. Everybody, this week, we're going to be putting this up on the ACEC Research Institute website. Encourage everyone to go up and download this report because it is a wealth of information. And, you know, we're looking forward to seeing what Q2 brings.
Yeah, I'm really excited too. You know, we do still have to take everything quarter by quarter at this point. But again, as you said, it looks like we turned a corner. It doesn't look like that recession is going to occur. And I think we're moving in a really good direction. So with the couple caveats of we have to watch what happens in the political sphere and hope that that doesn't affect business. And we also have to address the workforce issues as well.
Absolutely. Well, Joe, thank you very much for being part of the program today. Great work as always. And thanks again.
All right. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Absolutely. And again, this has been Engineering Influence, a podcast from the American Council of Engineering Companies. And next time.